welcome back to the one and only Kiss God Radio right here on loveradionetwork.com. Love is where it's at. I'm Pastor P, and you're in the place to be for the next 30 minutes of your day. Y'all, I'm hyped about this session, and I really need you to get that body posture straight, and I need you to lean in. I need you to listen. I need you to be engaged. I need you to amplify this message and do it now. Tonight, I have a treat for you, a very special guest with a message that literally falls in line with where we have been with Brittany and Steve. Y'all, don't forget to email me at kissgodsingles02@gmail.com, or either go to loveradionetwork.com and find Pastor P and leave me a comment. That would mean so much to me. Y'all, so put your seatbelts on. Make sure there's ink in that pen, because we're going right in. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Dr. Jamal Bryant with his message entitled, I'm Finally Over There.
Genesis 29, verse 35. First book of the Bible, Genesis 29, verse 35. And she conceived again. She bare a son. And she said, now I will praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah. Then she stopped having children. She conceived again, she bare a son, and she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah, and then she stopped bearing children. I want to preach, I want to teach, I want to impart a declaration. You're going to hear it out of my mouth, but before this Bible study would have concluded, I want to hear it out of yours. I want to teach using as a subject, I'm finally over them. I'm finally over them. I want somebody to type that on the screen. I am finally over them. I'm finally over them. You may not believe it now, but if you give me about 23 minutes, we all going to be screaming it together. I'm finally over them. Sunday night, I was invited to participate on a panel with a consortium of psychologists on the social media platform known as Clubhouse to discuss the liberation of mental health with keys to recovery for healing a broken heart. Hundreds poured into that virtual room in search of solutions as to how do you heal your heart. There was allocated 1 hour for discussion, and then 30 minutes was reserved for questions. Apparently that wasn't enough time, because yesterday morning I awakened to a DM from an anonymous listener who wrote, Dr. Bryant, there's a guy I've been obsessed with for over a year. And out of the blue, he dumped me in June. I kept hoping that he would come back to me. I dreamed about him. Like a middle schooler, I kept writing his name on paper. I would randomly drive by his apartment. I would send crazy texts to his phone in the middle of the night. I started beating myself up with no gloves, thinking there must have been something wrong I've done. Then, Pastor, on Friday, I stalked his IG and stumbled upon a picture of him with his new girlfriend, who amazingly looked just like me. It was as if a bucket of water was thrown on my head, because it dawned on me that his last three exes looked the exact same. I finally had the epiphany that this man was dating different versions of me because he never was into me. He had some fetish on my appearance, but had no feelings around my essence. I don't know who this is for, but I want to say this to you in all caps. It's easier to get over them when you realize they were never really into you. It's a critical thing that has really troubled me all day that I want to offer to you humbly. I have no idea. I need you to hear me well with rapt attention. I have no idea whether Samson ever got over Delilah. I don't know whether Samson ever got over Delilah. Why? Because Samson never had a discussion with her before he died. I want to say this for 50 of you that will just send hearts on the screen. God says, I will give you closure without a closing conversation. That I'll bring it to an end without you ever having to meet. Disconnecting can be dizzying. Disconnecting can be dizzying. Why? Because it alters how you see yourself. One of the magical parts of love is feeling the sense of merging. You begin to share dreams, share desires, share expectations, share fears. And you don't even realize that you are becoming like a tree, because a tree grows with no announcement, with no sound. All of a sudden, when it is that the merging is complete, you start inserting into the lexicon of your own vernacular the word we. We are hungry. We not going. We didn't feel like it. And when the relationship has been disrupted, you have to shift to another place in your mind to now command your tongue to go from we to I. And it's become scary because now, as a singular entity, you don't know what you want to eat. You don't know what you want to do. You don't know what you want, where you want to go. Because you have become so engrossed in the we that you lost the I. Erica Slaughter, the University of Villanova chair, tracked 26 college freshmen after a breakup. Tracked 26 college freshmen after breakup and found out that 23 of them after the breakup said they didn't know who they were. The devil is a lie. You are going to find the beauty of your individuality, the graciousness of your uniqueness, the power behind your presence as an individual. David Sabara from the University of Arizona says adults are different from teenagers. Because adults going through a breakup, hear this, show signs of physical dysregulation. Show signs of physical dysregulation. Infants who are separated from their primary caregiver, they immediately become physically agitated. Their sleep is disrupted. And they have an irregular appetite. Because who it is that they are used to holding on to is now unavailable. Some symptoms of deprived natural light is akin, it is likened to the disruption of your circadian rhythm. You're not going to sleep at the same time. You're waking up before the alarm goes off. You're staring off into space. And you're not daydreaming. It is as if you have been living in a cave and you have to adjust to the brightness of light. As a consequence, I don't know how many of you will resonate with this, you are irritated by affirmation. I don't want you rubbing my shoulder. It becomes alien, and I become paranoid when you ask me, how you doing? Because I don't know what you heard. I don't know what it is you're insinuating. I don't know what's on my face. Because I'm trying to deal with it, and I want to deal with it privately. So people ask me, what's going on? And I got to go through the Rolodex of my own thoughts and figure out, what can you handle? Hear this. And what do I feel like discussing? And more often than not, I don't want to give anything because I don't want to rehearse it in my own mind. And so it's a knee-jerk reaction. I'm good. I'm all right. I ain't care about them anyway. But I'm pacing the floor of my bedroom because I don't know how to deal. I'm here tonight, Dream Center. I'm here tonight, New Birth. I need you to hear me with intentionality. God sent me here today. I know it sounds peculiar and strange, but God says 2 days after Valentine's Day, I am on assignment to squeeze you out of soul ties, to break the bond out of an illegal intimacy, to help you escape from emotional stronghold, to splinter you from spiritual manipulation. Intimacy is not always sexuality. I got to say this to you. What happens when you break up with a lifelong friend? Because you've always been close, but now you have experienced success and they seem distant. What happens when you got to break up with family members? Because you realize that they're on a completely different life's path and they don't understand your journey. What happens when you got to separate yourself from a ministry that has become a plantation, that they expect you to be in indentured servitude but never want to free you to operate in the gift, the call, and the assignment by which you were birthed in the earth? God says tonight, I'm going to free you from all of those soul ties. There's a young lady who I talked to you about recently that I want to reprise, that I want to reintroduce, that I want to share her with you on tonight. And this young lady's name is Leah. She's got a stigmatism. She's got a lazy eye. An amazing thing is that her father, whose name is Laban, has dressed her up to be the bride when she was not the intended. She marries a guy by the name of Jacob who had no idea who she was. And I don't have time to unravel, unpack, and to revisit that. But the thing that is startling in Genesis 29, I want you to see it. I want you to read it because you need to see it for yourself. What is startling is Jacob is not interested in her. He's interested in her sister, Rachel. Jacob is mad he's with her because he wants to be with Rachel. I need you all to stay with me. He is frustrated with her father because he feels tricked. He feels like he has wasted 7 years of his time for somebody he is not attracted to. I got to say this to you, and I need you to hear me, and I need you to hear me well. He don't like her, not interested in her, wants somebody else. Dream Center, you ain't going to like it, but still sleeps with her. It's an amazing, unnerving prerogative that there are people who will sleep with you who don't really like you. I didn't even use the word love. They don't like you. They are irritated by you. They don't want to be in your presence. Would rather be with somebody else, but will still have an encounter. And many of you have been duped, thinking that intimacy is going to save it. And it really creates a greater wedge. Leah, hear this, is sleeping with a man who doesn't like her, but is stimulated by her. I'm in Genesis 29. And I want you to see verse 31. And the Lord saw that she wasn't loved. I dare not ask you to type that on the screen, but I wanted to just say this to somebody. He sees how frustrated you are. Sees how lonely you are. Sees how miserable you are. Sees how depressed you are. And for 50 of you that will shout about it, and he said, I'm getting ready to do something about it. You got too much to offer to be miserable. You got too much on the table to be by yourself. You got too much love to give to throw your pearls to swine. Says, I see how you always put yourself out there. I see what your two mistakes are. You love too fast and you forgive too easy. He said, I see how you make yourself available to people who are emotionally vacant. I see how it is that you always run the extra mile for people who won't crawl an inch. And the Bible says God saw how she wasn't loved. And when he saw that she wasn't loved, here it is. He helped her to open up her womb to conceive Reuben. And when she conceives Reuben, she makes this declaration. I am calling him Reuben. Why? Because God is taking me out of my misery. Amazingly, you don't ever hear the axiom expression, being taken out of your misery, unless you're on a farm, in a rural area, and a horse is sick, a dog is dying, and they go out and shoot him. Why? To take him out of his misery. I'm telling you, you don't have to die to be in peace. You don't have to die to be legitimately happy. You don't have to die to take off the weight that somebody else placed on you. For 50 of you that will receive it, I don't know where you are. I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know who invited you here. But God told me to tell you, I am getting ready to take you out of your misery. I don't know who needed that. He says, I am getting ready to take you out of your misery. You don't even feel like doing your hair. You don't let yourself fall apart. You don't even have any motivation. Here it is. It's not that you're tired. You're just uninspired. I need somebody to type that for me. I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm not tired. I'm just uninspired. That there is nothing that gives me the petroleum, the gas, the energy, the battery to go forward. And God says, I see it, and I'm taking you out of your misery. Took her out of her misery, and still Jacob don't love her. Still Jacob wants somebody else. Still Jacob has his eye on the other sister, Rachel. And I want you to look at verse 33. Thank you, media team. Look at verse 33. It's going to blow your mind. The Lord heard I wasn't loved. In verse 31, he saw I wasn't loved. In verse 33, he heard I wasn't loved. I want you to know that the people who are talking about you are actually praying for you. Every time they speak your name, a smoke signal goes to heaven. Because there is covenant on your life, angels lean over the balcony of heaven whenever it is that your business is being whispered. The Lord heard you was cheated on. God, y'all don't like this. He heard you got played. He heard that while they were driving your car, they were picking somebody else up. He heard how he was using you for your tax money. Heard how it is he only staying there because he got nowhere else to go. Heard how it is that he's the lion because he don't really want a wife. He just wants a mama substitute. Said, I heard how you ain't being loved. I heard how it is that you work from sunup to sundown and nobody in the house says thank you. I heard how it is that you make all of the sacrifices to put your children in a comfortable place and they take it for granted as if you were raised with the same amenities. Since I heard how it is that you go overboard and common courtesy is alien to the recipient of who it is that you bend over backwards for. God said, I heard how you weren't being loved. And he says, if you'll go with me to verse 34. Verse 34 is going to mess you up. Leah says, if I sleep with him again, he'll find me attractive. If I sleep with him again, he'll find me attractive. Get ready to get tight now. He'll find me attractive if I just keep sleeping with him. God, tonight, today, whenever it is that you're watching this, God, hear this, is stripping from you the false obligation of performance. Many of you keep auditioning for a role you are not supposed to play. Many of you have to understand it is time out for you doing gymnastics and aerobics for somebody who is not worthy of a floor exercise. God says, I need you to take off the costume. I need you to stop jumping over hoops. I need you to stop tap dancing for somebody who don't love you enough to clap. Don't love you enough to bring flowers. Don't love you enough to give you a standing ovation. Stop the performance. Close the curtain and be your authentic self. So many of you are so used to performing that you never know how to get off the stage. Many of you all know I grew up with Tupac Shakur in Baltimore, and writers agree that after his performance in Poetic Justice, he was never the same. Never the same. Why? Because he embodied a character that was not who he was. He was raised by the Black Panthers, knew everything about Pan-African thought, liberation thought, was engaged in civil rights and diasporic philosophy, and then comes out of the film and becomes a gangster. It is after this that he signed up for Death Row Records. And when he signed up for Death Row Records, here it is, the lyrics begin to change. Why? Because he became the character. So many of you are unrecognizable because you are playing the character of who it is that God has not called you to be. You are playing the character. You ain't no side chick, no side piece, no midnight call. You playing the character. You ain't no Victoria's Secret model. You playing the character of who it is that God is calling you to be. God said, throw the whole script away. I need you to be your authentic and legitimate self. Throw away pretending a role that other people have put you in. And again, this whole soul tie is not just who you sleep with. The role that you are forced to play when you go home to family. Because they always want you to be little bit. Always want you to be pooky. Always want you to be man. And don't understand, you have matured, you have grown, you have evolved, you have developed. I'm telling you, some of you got to break. You got to break the soul tie from ministries that can only see you in a subservient position, but will never elevate you to lead. You got to break the soul tie from businesses and office relationships. You got to know you ain't on that job to make friends. Get your check and get out of there. Stop playing the role. Maybe now they'll be attracted to me. And still no attraction. So she goes into the bedroom a third time. She goes in the bedroom a third time, conceives. I'm now in our text. And when she conceives, the last baby comes out. She looked at that baby and says, I am going to name him Judah. Because this time, I'm not doing it for a man. This time, I'm not doing it for people that don't like me, don't honor me, don't respect me, don't appreciate me. This time, I cannot do it for somebody who takes me for granted, who looks past me but never sees me. But I have got to do it for God. I got to show you something. No, I'm trying not to run through this church. I promise you I'm not. I'm trying not to, but I got to give y'all this. In order for her to be delivered, Mr. Softly, because I can't afford for them to miss this. In order for her to be delivered, hear this. In order for her to be delivered, hear this. You got Reuben, you got Levi, you got Judah. In order for her to be delivered, three people have got to come out of her. I think I lost you. In order for her to get to a place of worshiping God purely and intently, she had to get three people out of her. I got to go a step further. She had to get three males out of her. It's getting ready to get tight now. God said, tonight, before it is that you worship me, I am not delivering you from one person. I am delivering you from the last three people you've been with. Because I do not want them to be an albatross around your neck, around your weight, around your life, and around your destiny. You ought to be thanking God that the last three people I thought I needed are now out of my system. I give God glory that I don't miss them. I don't feel nothing. I want them to be with other people. I'm happy for them. But as for me, I will bless the Lord at all times, and it's praise now.
Good evening and welcome to Love Radio Network 24.com. I'm your worldwide host, Dr. Charles Dean, CEO and executive producer for Love Radio Network 24.com. You have been listening to Kiss God Radio with Pastor P. His special guest tonight was no other than Dr. Jamal Bryant. Topic, I am finally over him. Listen, you guys can tune in to Kiss God Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and all other time zones worldwide. Reach out to Pastor P right here on Love Radio Network 24.com, or you may even email him at kissgodsingles02@gmail.com. Listen, guys, I don't want you guys to go nowhere. I want you to stay right there.